Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. The latest inflation data, just out January 11th, shows consumer prices rose more than expected in December. I should add, more than expected by the Federal Reserve, but not listeners of Money Matters. Prices, to the chagrin of those steering our economy, popped up 3.4% year over year, which was an increase over the 3.1% last month. Meanwhile, another metric called the core inflation number fell to 3.9% from 4% the month prior. Core inflation excludes food and energy, so the question becomes, why even mention it? After all, we consumers need to eat and use energy, right? So goes the minions at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the folks that tell us such things. Always a positive spin is presented to keep us from storming the Capitol. Well, gosh, I shouldn't even go there. Anyway, meanwhile, aircraft manufacturer Boeing has blown the doors off what shouldn't be happening by those that make the planes we fly in. Disturbing facts are now becoming known about the unfortunate Alaska Airlines flight that had an exit door blowout of 15,000 feet, depressurizing the cabin and sucking all that was not bolted down out into the atmosphere. This included a child's shirt ripped right off his body, who sat very near the hatch that suddenly disappeared into the nothingness. There was one thing that was bolted down that was ripped asunder. The door to the pilot's cabin flew off its hinges, demonstrating the ferocity of the decompression. Speculation has it that had the exit door blown off at a higher altitude, like the normal 35,000 feet or so that these planes fly at, we might be looking at a catastrophic event which would have killed all aboard and turned the Boeing aircraft into metal confetti. The plane was a 737 MAX jet that arrived on the scene about 6 years ago. There are a couple of different versions of the MAX. The Alaskan flight was a MAX 9. Another version, the MAX 8, unfortunately first came with an autopilot system that had a propensity to put the plane in a nosedive that pilots not trained in the new system might not be able to recover from. That little glitch caused two of the MAX 8s to crater into the earth nose down, one in 2018 and one in 2019, killing all aboard before the FAA and Boeing decided it was time to pull the plane out of service and fix the problem. Since reinstated, this exit door that blew off is the first major mishap that we know of any MAX jet since the fatal crashes back then. Even more disturbing, having experienced instances of decompression warning lights on three previous Alaskan flights, the airline decided to recommend to not fly at least one of its planes over water, instead limiting flights to over land. Makes you wonder, and not in a good way. In other news, the UK Marine Trade Operations Center reported an unnamed tanker was hijacked off the Gulf of Oman last week. Listeners of Money Matters might refer to my last newscast, How Increased Piracy Problems Could Spike Inflation. And I will repeat once more, unless piracy events are reduced on the major shipping waterways surrounding the Gulf region, inflation may not improve anytime soon and could actually get worse. Other newsworthy events included a blow to those thinking electric vehicles are the wave of the future. Hertz, the global rental car agency, said on January 10th it will sell off 20,000 of its electric car fleet due to the higher expenses these gas-free cars require. Hertz will replace the EVs, the electric vehicles, with traditional gas-powered vehicles once again. I definitely didn't see that one coming. And Bitcoin enthusiasts were encouraged as a new way to buy cyber tokens arrived on Wall Street in the form of 10 new exchange-traded funds known as ETFs. These funds will allow investors to participate in the Bitcoin arena without actually holding the coins themselves. This could eliminate some of the previous problems that had plagued investors when dealing with the exchanges, where investors had to buy and hold the actual tokens. Many of these firms went belly up. Just think FTX, for example, which resulted in a partial or total loss to the investors. One has to wonder what the new funds will do to the price of Bitcoin due to their increased demand as Wall Street investors start to nibble on these funds. Also, the existing firms that sell Bitcoin now might have some serious competition. And given the problems many of these firms have had, one has to wonder if they will survive at all. That's it for today's Money Matters. You can obtain past articles or email me questions or comments at news@moneymanagementradio.com. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This newscast is not a solicitation to buy or sell anything and expresses my opinion only and not the opinion of this radio station, its staff, management, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberti.